Emily Ellison is a third-year MFA poet and student at Texas State University. Her work has appeared in several journals, including Rock and Sling, Haiku, and Southward. I would like to read an excerpt from her beautiful essay, In the Presence of Bees, which highlights the tension and love in a family when one person has control over all the others. When my family sells the ranch after 5 years of poverty, due to land too stubborn to produce food or sustain the animals roaming it, they move to Oregon, buy a plot of land, and try once more at reaping joys instead of tragedies. My father orders new bees, starting hives over from the beginning, with remarkable patience and adoration. He places a chair near the encasements to sit with them, sometimes reading a book on construction, sometimes simply sitting with coffee and the love of solitude particular to my father and his father before him, and me as well. For hours he lingers between relaxing with the bees and building the house he endeavors to erect from scratch, mostly by himself and my contributions over summer breaks. Now his gift to my mother is her dream home, where she can lounge and craft while cooking and taking care of the kids. This vision, though, has spanned years and is still unfinished. My father continues, but slows, doing what he can as he ages. His absence became his presence. My mother, of the five living there, was tasked with feeding, cleaning, and bringing income through her new occupation as a realtor. She toured lavish places defined by the plumbing and heating working. She came home to our place, with its uninsulated cracks and gaps in the walls, which he says brings us closer together. From the fissures between floors, the sounds of each family member bounce off the bared foundation's concrete through a central portal where the staircase spans three floors. No silence exists, even as we bury ourselves in the remotest nooks, being alone both an impossibility and an inescapable weight. Sometimes tears can pause mid-cheek like a drop of honey. Sometimes they fall like a sheet I could sleep in.